localwebradio.fm, your trusted voices on the Semiahmoo Peninsula.
Are you dealing with a health issue you would love to resolve? Would you like to restore yourself to be healthier and more invigorated? There is help. Welcome to the Natural Therapy Show with Dr. Tim Brown, architect and creator of Ocean Park Natural Therapies. Now, here's your host.
Eva Marienchild here, and yes, I am your host. I am here with Dr. Tim Brown, chiropractor and ND, owner of Ocean Park Natural Therapies, and creator of Solving Your Health Puzzle with Integrated Medicine. Today, Dr. Brown will be discussing brain health, what affects brain function, and how we can improve brain function. Now, before Dr. Brown joins us, just a quick reminder that if you folks in the audience have questions or require assistance, you can always reach his office at 604-538-3017 or visit them online at www.oceanparkhealth.com. Dr. Brown, welcome to the call.
Welcome as well.
Thank you. Dr. Brown, tell us how it is that you became interested in psychology and the workings of the brain.
Well, I've been interested in the psychology and mental health aspect of brain function since I was at least a teenager. My mother was a psych nurse who worked in the mental health system, and I always had a fascination kind of with the workings of the mind and how people, how thought processes affect us. Mm-hmm. And also then, you know, I was interested when I went to university in psychology. And so I remember writing a paper on why people play. Mm-hmm. And essentially what it came down to was it was all about the nervous system. And so that kind of led me to go into chiropractic training because it was all about the nervous system and how it's affected. And then I've gained over the years sort of a practical knowledge of how the brain and the nervous system function. And so the next couple segments are devoted to sharing what I've learned that's both practical for application or in our everyday lives.
Terrific. Would you tell us specifically what it is you've learned about brain function and the workings of the mind?
Well, there are several key concepts that have emerged. So I'm going to just share these key concepts. So evolution has the concept of a triune brain, which is there's a reptilian brain at the base of what we do with the lower mammal and then a higher mammal functioning on. They're built on top of it, and it's sort of how things develop. Mm-hmm. And so the reptilian aspect of our brain governs our basic survival responses. And the lower mammal brain, which gives us our emotions and things, is called limbic system, but we also can call it the monkey brain. And it governs socialization and bonding for mammals and in groups. And then there's higher brain areas of function, which we can call our neocortex. And it's also governed primarily by our prefrontal cortex, which is in the front of the brain. And that governs our adult thinking, our executive functions, and helps with long-term planning, strategy, and self-reflection so that we can view ourselves and review things that happened and create new strategies for how we would deal with it in the future. Mm-hmm. Now, the brain architecture can also be looked at from, and it's usually looked at in terms of brain lobes. So there are several lobes on your brain which are called occipital, parietal, temporal, frontal, or prefrontal. And each area has some distinct and overlapping functions. But underneath each area, you have these from the higher to the middle to the lower aspects of your functioning. So there's another model for the brain which looks at the anatomy and considers, rather than just the triune brain, it looks at a quadrant brain or four areas. And these involve a higher brain function than our currently evolved human brain, because the prefrontal cortex has another lobe to it. And this lobe is developed more than in a human in cetaceans, such as whales and dolphins and porpoises. So it has been dubbed the porpoise brain. And it seems to relate to things like altruistic behavior, such as risking one's life to help another species, which we often consider heroism. Or dolphins are known to rescue or even help humans in distress. So it may also have to do with searching through our memories and able to determine novel ways of behaving that have not been previously tried. So it's a sort of a, might be a creative area as well.
So, can I interrupt to ask you, do I understand you to say that, that humans do have this quadrant brain as well as animals?
Yeah, the humans can, when we're in our higher functioning, we definitely can demonstrate this, but in terms of anatomical development, when you develop a lobe or a function in the body, usually you grow apart, you know, like when you exercise your muscles, they get bigger. Well, this area is actually larger and more developed in the cetaceans than it is. That's what I'm trying to say. Now, however, when we're in our highest level of functioning, we also probably utilize aspects that this part of the brain is developing for.
Thank you.
So now the next thing is brain balancing is based on function. So there are pathways that connect all of these different regions of the brain from the right to the left, the front to back, and top to bottom. And these are called association pathways. And this is kind of how it works, is that the right side and the left side have to work together to create a balanced function. And the front and the back and the top and the bottom, everything has to communicate so that we're getting a balanced function. Now, the biggest thing to understand is that this functioning is based on timing and sequencing, which creates meaning. So I'll give you an example. If you take the three letters A, C, T, and they come in that sequencing, it's not the same meaning as if the sequencing is C, A, T. And it's also not the same as if there's a C, A, T. It creates different meanings for us. And so interference to the balance, the sequencing, and the timing within our brain or nervous system is actually creating dysfunction. And a lot of what we've talked about previously is when you're getting things like pain generators, they're creating signals in the body, either for the wrong time, the wrong reason, or from maybe a wrong place.
Interesting. So speaking of these interferences, can you break down what those interferences that affect our brain function are?
Well, yes, that's what we've been doing all along, actually, because it goes back to our basics of trauma, things like concussions and emotional trauma, will short-circuit your brain and your nervous system. There's toxicity, or too much of something in the system that's interfering. And that can be alcohol, drugs, heavy metals. And recently I had a patient come in who works in the oil fields with the drilling, and he suffered from hydrogen sulfide gas poisoning and what they call a knockout, where hydrogen sulfide gas, he breathed it into the point where he passed out. Now, normally this could also kill someone, but in his case, it didn't kill him, but he had interference of his brain, nerve function, his breathing. He was getting asthma-like symptoms and infections and things recurring in his chest. And so this is an example of a toxicity issue to the nervous system as well. Then there's deficiencies, which are lacking nutrients and things for proper biochemical and brain balance. And oxygen is a big component of this. We touched on that when we talked about oxygen utilization, because the brain shuts down very quickly if you it doesn't have enough oxygen. And then there's structural interference, where the nerve and blood supply or joint dysfunction can cause nerve dysfunctions, which create abnormal signaling back to your nervous system. And this is where disciplines like chiropractic and osteopathic medicine have focused on the structural component.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if electricity would go under the structural interference, but I recently found out that people who have been struck by lightning are able to continue to think, yeah, although they're not able to function.
Right, because, okay, here's the analogy for people to understand. Your computers work on micro circulation or micro electricity, okay? So they have very small voltages that pass through the components, the conductors and things within the computer. Mm-hmm. Now, if you get a surge of electricity into the computer, what it'll happen is it'll fry or overload some of the circuits, and so that they cannot pass electrons properly. You actually burn out the circuitry. So what happens then is you have to reestablish a new pathways or new connections. And this is part of the traditional acupuncture system, and it's part of what we do with neurofeedback, where we can actually measure the brain's patterns, electrical patterns and things in the nervous system, and reset them back to proper timing and sequencing.
So that's right. The computer still is able to think, but we just have to give it a new circuitry, a new driver.
Right. Yeah, what happens is the operating system is dysfunctioning, and then the programs don't run properly.
I love your analogies. I am Eva Marienchild with Dr. Tim Brown, and after the break, we will talk more about brain health and improving brain function. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
More natural therapies with Dr. Tim Brown after these short messages.
Hillcrest Bakery and Deli presents Old Time Radio on the specialty channel on localwebradio.fm. Hillcrest Bakery and Deli, serving the Semiahmoo Peninsula for over 40 years with custom cakes, deli platters, and a wide selection of fresh baked breads. Hillcrest Bakery and Deli on the corner of Thrift and Johnston, where everything is lovingly made from scratch. Call Hillcrest Bakery and Deli today at 604-531-1750. That's 604-531-1750. And visit them online at hillcrestbakeryanddeli.ca.
If you're struggling with a dental or oral health issue, be sure to catch the Healthy Smiles Oral Health Show with Dr. Norm Eckert on the Health Channel on localwebradio.fm.
Shopping for the lowest mortgage rate? Looking to refinance?
Catch the Mortgage Newscast with Jared Dreyer
on the Business Channel
on localwebradio.fm.
It's time now for more Natural Therapies with Dr. Tim Brown.
All right, we're back with Dr. Tim Brown. Now let's delve into how people can assess their own brain function. So how do we do that? How can humans assess their own brain function objectively? Is that possible?
Yes, it is. Nowadays, with modern computer technologies and things, we've developed objective measurements for brain function. And some of them are quite sophisticated, like, they need imaging, like with SPECT scans and things like that. But the average person doesn't have access to those types of things. So I'm going to focus on things that that are more clinically available and or even available on a home basis. But the first one is there's questionnaires that are available online and stuff. Dr. Amon's clinic, maybe brainhealth.com. But anyways, there are questionnaires that one can fill in. And usually these should be filled in by the individual and an objective outside person who knows them. And the reason is because when your functioning goes off and you actually have a brain problem, sometimes you notice it because you can't do something or it seems to be missing. But other times it's people on the outside that are also observant of that there's something not quite right. So by combining these two perspectives on a scoring, it's more useful. There's also neurofeedback EEG, which measures in real time the brain waves and their balance that's occurring within the brain. And then we can do a sort of a scaling or comparison to normals and abnormals. So we can actually see what types of brain waves are going on when your eyes are open, when your eyes are closed, when you're doing certain tasks or certain functions. And it's interesting that, for instance, a child with ADHD, their brain might be functioning quite well when their, let's say, eyes are closed. But when they open their eyes and they're trying to read, they may be shutting off their prefrontal cortex or some part of the brain that's actually allowing them to be cognitive about what they're reading and about recalling it from memory and bringing it back in understanding. So there are also online tests and little things that one can do in terms of there's games and training processes like luminosity. And that helps one to see some of the tasking and games that are designed to enhance or measure your brain function. And then the last thing is the practitioners that are skilled with autonomic response testing or manual muscle testing, applied kinesiology, and applied neurophysiology, which we practice in my clinic. We can actually challenge the functionings of the brain and things, you know, when your eyes are open, when your eyes are closed, when you're thinking of this thing or that thing or remembering things. And when we get traumas and interferences, it's interesting. The whole system will often shut down or go weak. And then as soon as the event or whatever is shifted off of the computer program, then all of a sudden everything comes back on. And so our job is to find these interferences whether they're from traumas, physical events, or otherwise, and remove them from the system. In other words, we're taking errors in the programming and the operating system and restoring back function.
Mm-hmm. That sure rings a bell with teachers all over in the audience, the shutting off of a part of the brain in students when they're supposedly reading something, but the prefrontal, the neofrontal cortex has been turned off just so they can also text one another.
Yeah, I just want to mention a couple other things, is that the brain is very dependent on sugar, about 20% of the sugar load. So it actually needs glucose to run. But if you have high levels of sugar, you can become hypoglycemic. So you need essential fatty acids to both coat the nervous system and to provide long-term energy in the system. Mm-hmm. So high sugar processed things can, and foods and food additives can affect these kids. And the other thing is that if they're the other thing that shuts it down quite readily is emotional trauma. And seeing trauma, to me, I describe it as something that was too big or too much energy for the brain to handle. And so what it does is it essentially, like a circuit overload from electricity, a fuse box or something will shut off in order to protect the whole system. And so in the past, literature and stuff, women used to be described as swooning, which meant they fainted. So fainting is one of the ways that if the brain is overloaded with something, it'll shut down. But you can also just go blank, go into a shock, not be able to process whatever's happening. And we probably all have certain instances where that's happened to us, and it's kind of like a momentary small concussion occurs.
Mm. So you mentioned Dr. Amon. Could you just tell me, is the spelling of his name A-A-M-O-N?
No, it's Amen.
Oh, Amen, Dr. A-M-E-N?
Yeah, like the
end of the Dr. Amen's like hallelujah, amen.
Yes.
Got it.
Yeah, he's been on public television and things. And I particularly like his approach because he looks at brain function not only from medications and things, but he looks at diet and lifestyle and nutrients and things. Mm. But so I've used his questionnaires and high and a lot of his work. But the downside of it is, of course, you need these SPECT scans and things, which are very costly, you know, and they have to use certain dyes and things and check your brain functioning. And there's very few centers in the U.S. that can do this, and in North America. So I've, over the years, looked for things that were clinically more relevant that we could, in an office setting, have at a lesser cost. And I've come across brain neurofeedback, and it's been quite useful in both seeing the brain three-dimensionally and in action. We can plot and measure how a person is functioning. And the biggest thing about it is you can change that function with the things that we're going to talk about in terms of correction.
Right.
And you can see dramatic changes before and after. And, of course, the functioning changes as well. And people, they wake up and they describe their new functioning, like they can sleep and they can think clearly. And it's like their life transforms. So we say, you know, change your brain, change your life.
Right. Speaking of that solution time, how can people correct their brain function if something's gone wrong?
Well, as we've touched in other segments, it goes back to certain things. Diet, mainly reducing too high sugar contents, hydrogenated oils, and alcohol excesses, and getting quality proteins, vegetables, and fruits and things like that in the diet. Supplementation, essential fatty acids and amino acids are really important, and they need to be balanced for the body's use, assimilation, and availability. In other words, the body creates what I call assemblages, where it takes things and builds them at the sites where they're needed. And we're going to talk about a supplement called Q96, which I'm quite excited about because it is powerful at balancing and enhancing brain function so that it changes people's moods and brain functioning significantly. And then there's neurofeedback training, which is a biofeedback for the brain itself, which assesses and corrects imbalances in the brain circuitry. There's a little bit more of that in one of our other segments, because we're going to talk about how the brain needs to be balanced, etc. And then there's cranial sacral, spinal and osteopathic, chiropractic, or naturopathic care, where the structures and the integrity of your structures that house your brain, which is called your cranium, and your spine and your sacral units, there's a pumping mechanism that occurs, and there's a feedback mechanism off the nervous system for the structure and the physiology that enhances your whole nervous system. And this is why chiropractic and osteopathic, sometimes acupuncture kind of treatments can be very dramatic in restoring function after you've been injured or traumatized. And the cranial aspect is a specialty that requires a certain understanding and touch to be able to do. But these are things that really make a difference.
Terrific. Okay, for folks who have normal or better brain functions, yet they still would like to tap into the brain's potential, how can people enhance their brain function?
Well, the first thing is Q96. It's an amazing research nutraceutical for brain function. In the next segment, we're going to talk about how the amazing story of how one man's fight to save his family and then others with dysfunctional brain disorders, and how Q96 is a result from that. And then there's brain training and brain gym activities. Brain training is things like luminosity, movement and dance and art, things like Sudoku and crossword puzzles and things like that. There's also the stimulation of the senses from art and music and getting out in nature and getting away from some of the what I call virtual man-made realities. Mm-hmm. But in actual in nature, looking at horizons and sunsets and viewing and immersing yourself in the woods, in the songs of nature and things, there's something that restores our nervous system balance when we do that. Mm-hmm. When we're in the cities and we're on computers and we're in man's virtual programming, the rates and the sequencing is such that it changes our brain function in a way that too much is not good.
Absolutely.
Then there's diet, mm-hmm. which we've addressed. There's oxygen therapies, because oxygen and ozone and things are quite important, your basic nutrients. And then there's the age-old things that we know, like relaxation response, meditation, Tai Chi, and something we call alpha training, which is kind of a meditative state. Which when we get into describing the brain wave patterns, alpha is an interesting pattern in that it's in between the high functioning beta gamma and the lower functioning theta delta when you're asleep. So it's kind of that in between state where creativity and energy and resources can be built up. so they can be shunted into high gear or low gear functions of your brain as needed.
Terrific. Very thought-provoking, and it's good to hear that these techniques can help people who have brain issues. As you mentioned, you have a case we'll be talking about. Dr. Brown, do you have any final thoughts you would like to share?
Well, the last words are change your brain and change your life. Fix your brain, fix your life. Sometimes a solution to our problems is actually to remove the stinking thinking or negative program loops that are creating or compounding our problems. Fear, worry, shame, guilt, a lot of these emotions override us in such a way that we're not clear to be in touch with the love, the happiness, the abundance of life, the celebration that's all around us. So if we keep approaching our problems in the same old way, we keep getting the same result. And we have to make changes because the world and the universe is moving forward. And so we have to release ourselves from the patterns and the problems within the brain and nervous system so that it can function at its highest intended level, which we would say is what God intended.
Absolutely.
We'll talk more about that in the next segment.
Great. Thank you so much for your powerful, positive insights into the function of the brain and what we can do to remedy some common brain problems. On the next call, we will be discussing an amazing story of the search for and discovery of a nutraceutical approach that actually balances brain function and mood. If you, the audience, can think of someone who might benefit from what we have talked about today, please go ahead and share this podcast with them. I'm sure they will thank you for it. You can reach Dr. Timothy Brown by telephone at 604-538-3017 or visit the staff online at www.oceanparkhealth.com. Dr. Brown, thanks so much, and we'll touch base next time.
Thank you. Take care.
You've been listening to The Natural Therapy Show with Dr. Tim Brown, architect and creator of Ocean Park Natural Therapies. If you feel that you are a few steps farther down the health ladder than you should be, the naturopathic doctors at Ocean Park Natural Therapies want you to know that you can be helped. For more information and to book your appointment, call 604-538-3017. That's 604-538-3017. And visit them online at www.oceanparkhealth.com.
On your computer, on your smartphone, on your Wi-Fi radio. We're localwebradio.fm.
This episode is a production of Jam Media. For information on hosting your own web radio show, visit jammedia.com. That's www.jambmedia.com.
The opinions expressed by our guest and host on localwebradio.fm do not necessarily reflect the views of Jam Media or its owners. No expressed or implied opinions of any product or service should be considered an endorsement or recommendation of any kind by Jam Media or its owners.